Detox your culture, deliver results, retain staff, and strengthen your organization's reputation. Written by Colin D. Ellis. Narrated by Colin D. Ellis. Introduction. This book is dedicated to anyone who has suffered physically or emotionally in their place of work. My aim with this book is to not only bring awareness to the issues that people face every day when trying to earn a living, but also to provide the information on how to change these conditions so that people can flourish in whatever they choose to do. And that was my main reason for writing this book. Toxic cultures, unfortunately, are on the rise around the world. And not enough's being done to correct some of the injustices that we see in the workplace. But also, I wanted to acknowledge that managers aren't taught how to build culture. And so whilst toxic cultures arise, often it's not done deliberately. And so in writing this book, I wanted to really help leaders, managers, employees to really understand the conditions that give rise to toxicity. And so I use a number of case studies in the book in order to provide some examples of how these things happened, but also call out some of the poor behaviors that we continue to see in workplaces around the world. And these are not just offices. They're out on beaches, in the countryside, on sports fields. They're pretty much everywhere. So my hope with this book is that people will actually learn how to spot signs of toxicity so that they can do something about it. And if you're a people manager, that you really get a sense of the skills that you need to apply on a day-to-day basis in order to make sure that you're doing all that you can to create a safe space for people to work. Quote from Mustafa Suleiman, artificial intelligence researcher and entrepreneur. If you don't start from a position of fear, you're probably not paying attention. So, why should you care? Quote from Stuart Lee, comedian. You can prove anything with facts. In listening to this book, you might be thinking, why should I read a business book about culture? Isn't that for my boss to do? It's a fair question. So I thought I'd start with some facts about toxic culture. Not least that it can be created by anyone and it can affect everyone. Here are some bullet points. 1 in 4 people dreads going to work. People with high levels of work stress were 22 times more prone to suicidal thoughts. Employee turnover triggered by toxic culture costs US employers alone nearly $50 billion each year. Culture is 12.4 times more likely than compensation to predict whether an employee leaves. Middle managers are 2.5 times more important in predicting employee misconduct compared to company-wide factors. 1 in 5 people have left their job due to culture. Bullying and harassment are systemic in many organizations. Odds of suffering a major disease increase by 35 to 55%. 53% of women were more likely to experience toxic culture than men. The creators of toxic culture are often known serial offenders, yet not dealt with. Extremely disengaged employees are 20% less productive than their engaged counterparts. Toxic culture can lead to employee suicide. Toxic social norms increase the chances that even good people start to behave poorly. All of these facts relate to the lived experience of employees within a toxic culture, and it's far more prevalent than you might think. Indeed, in a poll I ran on LinkedIn while finalizing this chapter, I asked a simple question. Have you ever worked in a culture that you consider to be toxic? 95% of people said that they had, which is an incredibly high number. Every single member of every team, in every company, in every sector, in every country in the world needs to be able to recognize the signs of toxic culture and understand the actions required to deal with it. Better still would be to create the conditions where toxic culture doesn't arise in the first place. This book will hopefully save your mental health, physical health, career, company, reputation.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?